This is CliffCentral.com.
Oh yeah, a little bit of old school for you. I thought, why the hell not? It's Friday, right? Some Level 42. Plus, there are a couple of songs that they've... I just remember this band, and it makes me think of like family and road trips and stuff. And I thought all these kids going on this road trip to Joburg and singing songs and all the rest of it, and they must feel like that.
What era are they from?
Oh, like 89, 90, somewhere on there.
I know I'm already being judged.
No, please, because you weren't even in existence by then. See, I only started existing about 6 or 7 years after that. All right.
You aren't even exaggerating.
Yeah, I'm not. It's ridiculous. Okay, let's sit down and talk to Simon Robinson, who's from MediaTek. We're doing a media partnership with them. They're doing a really, really big show at the Ticket Pro Dome. It's all happening next week, and we thought we'd get him in here to tell us what's going on. Good morning to you, Simon. How are you?
Good morning, Gareth. Great to be here.
Yeah, nice to see you, man. Happy Friday.
Yeah, thanks. It's already a mayhem Friday for us, actually, already.
How much preparation are you already? I mean, listen, you probably started 3-4 months ago already with the hardcore logistics, but what goes into a show like this? Because people talk about conventions and expos and all of this stuff, and they don't get how much goes in behind the scenes to what you see in the front.
Yeah, I must say, when I got involved in shows, I was like, oh gosh, you guys must put this together in a couple of months, and it's actually ludicrous. It's long, long hours. We literally start almost 18 months before.
Wow.
Yeah, especially on a trade show like this, Gareth. We actually travel around the world a lot, and we are always going and looking for a new product and new suppliers to come out to come and show their wares, and you know, looking for that sort of cutting edge equipment.
Now let's start with the basics here. What is MediaTek?
So, MediaTek has actually evolved over the years. So, at the core of it is a technology showcase. And, okay. And when we say technology, you know, we're not talking about cell phones and televisions. We're talking about media and what goes into the creation of that content. So, when you're sitting at home watching TV, you are watching this fantastic program, and a whole lot goes in behind the scenes to that, to actually capture that. So that's the crux of it from a technology space.
So what kind of equipment are we talking about?
And there we go across various different verticals, from broadcast and film and production.
Yeah.
So there it's anything to do with setting up studios, through to the actual capturing and editing of content, through to the live event industry. So the live event industry, anything from, if you think about rock concerts, we go to the concert, we take in all of those great lights, visual experience, a huge sound and so on. Huge amount goes into that.
That's the stuff you see them packing away afterwards while the last sort of people are dragging themselves out of the stadium.
Yeah, all the roadies in their black t-shirts and black jeans and filling lots of black boxes.
And some of this equipment is very, very expensive.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. It's
so specialized, right?
It's very specialized. It's very expensive. But what is interesting is that, you know, with the development of technology, so much of it has actually come down in price. So it's become more affordable. Definitely there's still the very high-end equipment, but there's a lot of opportunity for small businesses and guys getting involved in it who can get in at a much, much lower entry point.
Right. So, I mean, I would imagine a lot of people these days, you even see TV shows, whole productions put together on cell phone footage. You know, has that not taken away some of the business from these big producers of cameras and film and high-tech, high-definition technology and all the rest of it?
It's an interesting point, Gareth. You know, I don't believe it has, and I think it's actually opened up more, lots of new channels. Yes, some of the guys who have kind of stayed in their old ways in terms of having a really big very expensive post-production suite and gone with really high-end equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And if they haven't moved with the times, I think that they are probably sitting in a difficult situation where they are, to a large degree, pricing themselves out of the market. But, I wouldn't call it low end. It's just advances in technology have made things simpler and easier to do. And, it's opened up almost an entire new industry.
I want to talk about some of the new stuff that you've got on show this year, because this excites me. There's a drone cage.
Yeah, drones are interesting. And
I love drones.
Yeah, we had to put it in a cage and calling it a drone cage kind of made it sound all quite, that much more high-tech and spy.
But basically, it's a place that you can fly your drones around it.
Exactly.
Yeah. But that's exciting because we've got so many different kinds of drones now. And to have people are always nervous to do them outside or to do them in a closed space because they're going to smash into things, or you're going to let some kid at the controls and he's going to crash it. Something else could go wrong. But these, you get little ones, you get big ones, you get complicated ones with cameras on them. You get all kinds of drones. It's a nice place to display them.
Yeah. So what guys can experience at MediaTek this year, they're going to see some really big drones in the cage, flown by pilots, but they'll actually be able to come and actually use the controls on the camera, not the actual drone. Yeah. So yeah, it just gets quite complicated in that space.
Sure.
And really what we're going to be showing is a lot about what can actually be achieved with a drone from a filming and capturing point of view.
What about virtual reality?
VR is an interesting one, and I read something recently now with Apple actually making some changes with and making a bit of a move on the sort of VR space. Personally, the jury's out for me on VR. I mean, I think it's still very big in gaming, but maybe me not being a sort of a big gaming head is it the bug hasn't bitten me. But there's a lot of use of it within film and within commercial.
I'm the same as you. I'm not as excited because it hasn't really impacted on me in any meaningful way on a daily basis.
Yeah,
but for gamers, they're obsessed with this. They say it's absolutely going to be the way that we experience everything in the future.
I think it's just because it makes it such an immersive experience.
Yeah.
And it was probably in some ways a way that sort of the filmmakers were trying to go with 3D. But, 3D really kind of came and went. You'll see it a bit in cinemas and so on. But, I mean, some years ago there was that huge buzz about, you've got to have a 3D TV and, you're going to sit and you're going to watch it at home.
People shelling out hundreds of thousands of rand so that they could have all of this at home, and now they're completely outdated and look stupid.
Yeah, Gareth, the interesting thing is, we actually saw 3D, before it came into shops and people, there was the big buzz about buying a 3D set. We saw that at some of the international shows, and it goes back to kind of what the sort of core of MediaTek is about, is it's the creating and capturing of all of that content. So they had to work out how they were going to film it.
How do you
film it differently?
Yeah, because
and so
you needed different cameras, you needed different setups, you needed different lighting rigs, everything, right?
Totally. And that's going to be that is exactly the same with VR. So, how you shoot VR is totally different to how you're going to shoot a normal production.
Now, what about this time slice 360 camera experience? You see these cameras that they set up, these gigapan cameras, where they're able to capture infinite amounts of detail, like gigs and gigs and gigs of data.
Yeah.
In a single shot. But a 360 degree, is this sort of where you are able in a virtual reality sense to film things that are going on below, above, left, right, and diagonally?
Yeah, very much so. I mean,
how does it work?
Yeah, so the easiest way to explain it to people is, and it kind of goes back, so it's not exactly the newest kind of way it's been done, but the technology that they're using has actually just been improved vastly around it. So
yeah.
If you remember Matrix, there was a scene in Matrix with that lost with his name.
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves, leaning back and
the bullets go through and past and over and under, yeah.
So it's creating that kind of visual experience. So people can actually come through and, if they're capable of doing a flick-flack, well, then they can do a flick-flack and we will take a shot of them and they can get a 360-degree view of that motion of that flick-flack. So it's a bit of fun at MediaTek, and it's some of the things that we're trying to create at MediaTek, or not trying to. Guys are going to experience them. It's not just about seeing technology in boxes. It's about seeing what can be done with technology.
Well, you mentioned boxes. What's the black box?
Black box is a big secret.
Sounds very good.
So black
suspicious.
Box, yeah, suspicious. It does. All covert. I've always said, you come through to MediaTek and you see all of these speakers, and all these speakers are in black boxes, and nobody knows what goes on inside them. So we've created an experience that actually I was in Germany a few months ago, and there's a big AV technology show there, and there's a international company called PRG, who they're actually a production company. So they're like a, for want of a better word, I mean, I don't know if people know, but I mean, Gearhouse is a big production company. So when you go to any of these sort of big gigs, you know, a company like Gearhouse will put on all of that stuff. There's a company,
they'll supply the speakers and the lighting rigs and the staging and everything.
In end-to-end experience.
Right.
Now, PRG are like Gearhouse on steroids. I mean, it is mind-boggling. So every year they actually put together this showcase at this show in Germany. Of what can be done with all of the technology. So you come and see all the technology and they go, you know what, that's cool. Look at all these little black boxes, but we can actually show you actually what can be done. So it's, they put on a mind-boggling show. I mean, to put it into perspective...
How different is it from anything we might have experienced already?
It's scale. It's just so much bigger. I mean, the amount of kit that they had in that auditorium just set up for that little show... is probably close to taking every single rental company's bit of kit and putting it in on a gig. It is mind-boggling.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, so we were sitting there having a chat about that, and I said, well, how can we create something, you know, this kind of visual experience of technology at MediaTek? And that's where the kind of little concept of Black Box came about, but on a much smaller scale.
So you're going to get in and experience some of this.
Yeah, so you can come through to MediaTek, you can come into the black box, you're going to be able to see really what can be done with lighting, with dance and visual projection, and a bit of an integration about that. And then we've got some guys, some very clever guys who have actually done, you know, loads of programming around it, but they're actually going to tell you how they actually did it and tell you some of the tricks of the trade.
We'll carry on talking about MediaTek in a moment, but tell me about you. So where did you start off? Did you start in this kind of environment?
No, Gareth, not even close. so far away from it. It's actually unbelievable.
Tell me.
I mean, obviously grew up in Natal. I was a Durban boy, and I started off my life as a commercial diver. So
see, a nod's approving.
Yeah.
Durban people hang together.
So very, very different, actually.
Commercial diver.
Yeah, and decided that I could never make any money doing that. And landed up coming to Joburg, and that's kind of the rest is history. Got into exhibitions and publishing and so on. Yeah, I think my English teacher would be more than shocked that I got into publishing.
So. Yeah, probably. I think my English teacher at school would have been horrified that I'd written two books. But here's the thing that always interests me, is that people like you who aren't necessarily, when you get out of school or whatever, decided about what you're going to do, usually end up in the right place anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's my mother's absolute worst nightmare. I had a sister who went off to university and I just got through my trick, and then mom kept saying to me, you know, what are you going to do? And I was like, I'm not sure, mom. I think I might just go and dive. And she was
disgusted. She was horrified.
Absolutely horrified, let alone my poor grandmother.
Now, MediaTek only happens every 2 years, is that right?
That's right, yeah. Kind of, I mean, we started it off by that. We've worked very closely with the industry. We have mainly distributors here of equipment, so most of the equipment is imported. Very, very little of it is actually manufactured here locally. And we've made it fit into an international circuit, so we kind of fit into that circuit. And really, because we're such a small market on the global scale, it works very well, to only be every second year. And you know, it was more by chance than by strategy. The great thing about having it every second year is the fact that we get such a radical change in technology. So, you know, things that guys saw 2 years ago now, there's some radical changes in terms of what they're going to see.
Are people able to buy stuff there and then?
They can buy. Some of the guys do sell bits and pieces, but it's not really a sort of the kind of place that you'd go in a retail environment where you'd pick up a new phone and walk out with it.
So who would you say should come to this show?
It's anybody with an interest within media production or the live event side. The other element, which we don't talk too much about, and it's almost a given and some of the accepted in some of these places. But the corporate AV market has been a huge, huge advancements within that space. So, you know, going into auditoriums and boardrooms and so on, that's become a massive market. So, the corporates out there who are wanting to find out how they can integrate their corporate AV market into their IT networks. And, you know, there's a huge drop in traveling and that sort of thing with, you know, conference calling and conference communications and that
right,
sort of
so
thing.
You could rather just get someone on the screen rather than have to fly to New York.
Absolutely. And you look at all of these big corporates, et cetera, managing boardrooms, et cetera, yeah, those kind of things. We've got a lot of tools that actually do that for them as well. So, yeah, going back, anybody who's got a real interest in media tech, you don't have to be in the industry to come through. If you've got a real interest in it, come through and see how actually a lot of this content is created.
Well, among other things, there will also be an outdoor sound demo. We've already mentioned the TimeSlice 360 camera experience, the drone cage, the VR, the black box, loads of exciting stuff, and other possibly exciting attractions to the show, which we're not going to reveal all of them on the show here this morning. Educational presentations.
Yeah, education.
Lots of speakers.
So we get a lot of, I mean, we've probably got probably in the region of about 400 international delegates come out. So we actually chat to a lot of those guys. Big thing for us is to try and educate and teach the local industry as to kind of what the new trends are, what's happening, what are the best practices, where have applications actually been used and how have they been used and actually have they been effective or not. So that's been a big element.
Just to fill people in case they don't know anything about this, the logistical details, the date, the time, the parking, all that stuff. Maybe there's an app that you want to tell us about.
Yeah. Venue Ticket Pro Dome, so that's here in Johannesburg. We start on the Wednesday the 19th at 10 o'clock, and we run Wednesday, Thursday, Friday until 6 in the evening. They can pre-register. Today is the last day that you can pre-register for free, so that's at mediatech.co.za. If you go online, you can register. Get a little code, you can come straight into the show. If you miss that, you can still arrive on site and come in. It'll be R100 to get in.
Very good.
Yeah.
Sounds terrific. Is there anything else we need to know? Do you need to bring any protective clothing or equipment so you didn't get bombed by drones?
Yeah.
No?
A hard hat for drones and earplugs for the outdoor sound demo.
All right. Sounds very, very good. I'm looking forward to this. I'm sure we all are.
Oh, yeah. So we'll even be doing an outside broadcast there next week, Wednesday. We have three of our shows who will be coming live from the dome. So I know and understand that we're like right smack bang in the middle. So right in the thick of all of the action. G-Man, the Ad Man, 360 Biz and Futurology as well. And I think basically on behalf of all of our hosts and everyone from our team who will be there, we'll just be walking around with like big, big eyes soaking everything up. So we're looking forward to it.
Sounds
all goes
amazing.
Down next week, Wednesday.
Very exciting. Thank you so much, Simon.
Great.
Thank you for coming to see us. And we wish you all the best of luck with Media Tech next week.
Thank you very much. We look forward to seeing you there and everyone
for
else.
For sure. All right. So if you want to know more, is there a place we can go to? Is there anything else we need to dig up, Sia? Will there be links on our site?
Yes.
Very good. There we go. Media Tech. Make sure you don't miss that next week here in Johannesburg at the Dome. And if you're not in Johannesburg, we will keep you abreast of what's going on cliffcentral.com because we'll be broadcasting from there. All right. Oh, hell, that started too soon. There we go. It's 17 after 8, Friday. Ariana Grande is like, she's about 3.5 centimeters tall. Is that right? Isn't that how big she is?
Pretty much, yes. But she does pack a powerful voice for her tiny
and
frame.
How?
So Manchester has made her an honorary citizen ever since she stepped up from the bombing incident and, you know, did the concert and has been supportive. She's now an honorary Manchestian.
Mancurian, actually.
Is that a real word?
No, Mancurian.
You see, guys, I'll never flourish in English. How do you get from Manchester to
Mancunian? Hang on a second. It's Manchurian, as in Manchu in China. Mancunian, I think.
I've never in my life.
Yeah. They call it short word is Manc, but and that's become horrible. It's become a bad word. All right, so we've got a little game with Amanda that's coming up. We've got some news to cover. We've got some other things to get to. I believe that the Just Now Comedy Podcast is that I don't even know what they're talking about, but Dave says he's looking for Eric's real parents. Does anyone know what this is?
No.
We'll just have to, judging by the tweet. And
Mum Jane. Mama Jane is here. Good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Good. No baboons or snakes, anything here?
I can see it's only... yeah.
Oh, why do you look disappointed?
You look like baboon, Marowen.
Okay. Well, I mean, that escalated very quickly.
So quickly, so unexpectedly.
Sorry, Sia, but I was thought it's the one that I saw.
You know what? I don't think we have to talk for the rest of the day then.
Oh, me and you?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sia, look at me.
No. You just called him a baboon. Jane.
Yes, I did.
For no reason. On a Friday, we're all just trying to have a happy good day.
Oh no, it's headphones, not a baboon. Sorry.
Okay, yeah.
I actually need Ben back now. Yeah. All
right, so Jane, Sia believes there's a homeless person who lives upstairs in the roof.
Seriously?
Mm.
I went.
Have you seen any evidence?
No, I went there yesterday with Greg. I didn't see anyone. Oh, yeah, we saw the chairs. No,
Wait, saw chairs?
No, it's not homeless person. Greg told me that there's people who are supposed to move upstairs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So like with an office?
Yeah, they make an office there. So we have to.
No, but we're hearing sounds in the morning.
Yeah, there's people there, Sia. They make an office.
At 5 in the morning?
Sia. Maybe you live with the ghost wherever you go. You need some prayer, Shem.
Case closed.
You know, somebody if had some voices all the time needs some prayers. Serious.
I'm not hearing voices.
What did you hear?
Not like in my head. I'm hearing sounds.
You had sound.
Around the studio.
You are the only one who had sound.
I'm not the only one.
Who else?
Gareth, did you hear any sound?
I didn't hear anything.
You see? Got you.
All right. Jane, thank you. No, we don't have any toilet problems. You came back just the other day for the first time.
God. We do, actually.
Oh. yeah. We'll never win in this place.
You know what, girl? Gift fight with me yesterday because men's bathroom is blocked.
Oh.
Oh,
the one
what a
that
sight.
They just told themselves that they fixed the bathroom. You know what?
They put a new cistern on top of the toilet, right?
The urine thing is not working.
Oh, God.
The urine floating like a water from oversea.
Oh, my God.
No.
Really?
Serious.
Just imagine somebody pee the pinky urine. You can just see those things. Oh, my God. Serious.
Why is it always the men's bathroom then?
I don't know. Maybe you can ask those two next to you, Mamali. They've got a big explanation to explain.
All right, well, there we go.
Did anyone catch that Oz Jane said pink urine?
That's a bit of a worry. Someone's got a problem.
That would be more worrying than the actual toilet problem.
That would mean kidney stones.
No, they have to drink a lot of water. They don't. You know what they do? They drink Coke all the time. So Coke kill everything.
That's
why you pee pink urine.
Okay, so if you drink a lot of Coke.
Dr. Jane.
Yeah.
So you must drink water.
Yeah. That's true, though.
So if you drink water, your urine is going to be clear, white. But not that white, just perfect urine.
Okay, so it mustn't be too bright yellow and it mustn't
but
be pink.
Yellow, just imagine like you're drinking a lot of orange juice.
The worst period we had, the worst time we had here was when Touch Central were here as well.
Oh, my God, that time it was, oh, my God. But now they're gone. I'm asking myself, who blocked that urine thing yesterday?
How can you block it? It's just urine. It's meant to just flow.
No, I think the urine was too strong.
Oh, my
God. I was Jane.
I'm not joking, guys. Serious. You can go and see.
It shouldn't block.
There,
no, it's
guys.
A liquid.
How can it be?
this is disgusting. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Oh, my God. Get it.
All right, thank you.
Oh, hey.
Ugh. Ugh. But it's too thick and syrupy.
Like glucose.
No.
Just
All right, so today we've got the Just Now comedy show followed by Sex Talk. I see Sex Talk talking about women who struggle to orgasm and how to change it and have more pleasure.
Mm.
That's a good discussion. Isn't it National or International Orgasm Day at the end of this month? It is indeed. John T was in a brainstorming session. I wish I could Some people would not believe me if I went out and told them about the kinds of real serious meetings we have here about completely unserious things. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, we were sitting here and Alan Ford was actually interviewing a Smurf.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
And meanwhile, outside, John T. from The Sex Show was busy talking about a brainstorm session for National Orgasm Day. These are the things that happen here.
I'm scared to understand or even think about what the next level is for sex talk, because
they've done it all.
Once you've had a live orgasm on air, where do you go from there?
Well, you can always take it up a level. You should be frightened.
Yeah,
should be
frightened. I don't even have the words to discuss.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Yeah. Just like that, huh?
It's all that right. And thick urine.
We're going to play. Oh.
Certain things I don't. I can't all really right, handle.
We're going to play some games just now, but before we get to that, is there anything important going on that we need to know? Apparently, they've told the whole family, whole of Ray Peary's family, including his 113-year-old grandmother, about his death. They weren't going to tell her because they thought, well, she hasn't got that long to go. But it turns out that they had to break the news to a 113-year-old woman.
Wow.
Yeah. That's some lifespan. Would you want to live to 113?
No.
No.
Because then, I mean,
you're in good health, would you want to?
I don't know. Even good health at that age isn't the best of health. You know?
Come on, Sia. You'd rather be alive than dead.
I found myself a few weeks ago at this dinner party, and there was an old lady who was there, and she wasn't even necessarily, you know, archaic or like burping up dust, but she had seen her fair share of the world. And funnily enough, she was talking about her love for gambling, but also then explaining how arthritis is taking over all of her joints. And I was like, honey, I don't want that in detail, talking about the different joints and how her fingers
I saw my mother this week. So I said to her, hey, how are things going? Oh, my shoulder. Now, she said, you know, I used to think that this whole getting old thing was nonsense. But she said, it's been sore for a whole week and a half.
Mm.
She said, and that doesn't happen when you're young. You get over it quickly. She said, now these things stick around for longer and they're much harder to get rid of.
You see, that middle age, when you are classified as middle aged, I feel like at least once in a conversation you have amongst your friends, you have to drop in an ailment
kind
of
health
some sort.
Issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I suppose it's if you're in your teens or your 20s, you have to drop in how hungover you are. So people just do. They like to moan.
Like to, or you have to, though.
No.
You have to explain
how. I don't
think
you have. You don't have to tell other people what your health problems. Do you have to?
This particular old lady was telling me how, you know, just getting into the car and curling and curling her
at that
fingers
age,
around the steering wheel isn't as pleasant as it was.
It takes her a long time to curl her fingers around the steering wheel.
Like that. And then she almost has to, she clasps the steering wheel now with like her hands, not necessarily just, you know, readily with the fingers.
These old people talons.
Imagine that.
I imagine at that age, though, because your body is essentially shutting down and everything hurts, it preoccupies your mind so much that that's all you can talk about because that's all you're thinking of. Yeah, old people do love to talk about how in pain they are, but that's because they are.
Do you want to hear Amanda's granddad complaining about his life?
Oh, yeah. So she had dinner with
his... All right, let me plug this in. This is kind of funny. So, Amanda, just explain. You were at your grandfather's house the other day. You go there every week on a Tuesday at a specific appointed time, and you spend time with your grandfather and grandmother, right?
Exactly that. And then when I arrived there, like, he had like a patch on his ass, and then I'm like, Dick, what happened to your ass?
Dick!
Wait, you call it, oh yeah, right, you
so
call him Dick.
He's not a dick, his name
no,
is Dick.
So he had cataracts done or something on his eye, but listen to what he says, what actually happened.
Yeah. So this guy, I mean, he's how old is he?
I think he's like 83.
Wow, okay. So here's Dick talking about his ailments. All right, listen
to this. Shit.
I'm telling you. You're going to say, that man with two eyes.
He's a moonshot.
So what are you doing tomorrow, Dick?
I've got to go to the doctor first. 10:30. Then he wants me to take it to the people who do her hair.
So hang on, is he talking about your grandmother here?
So now he's saying that he's going to take my gran to the hairdresser.
Okay, this is a big... For old people, this is massive stuff. He has to go to the doctor. He has to take her for a haircut. Then Amanda asks if he also goes for a haircut.
Are you having your hair done?
No. My hair gets done by that young lady there.
Who's he pointing to?
My mom.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I don't take it to these professionals.
I'm actually trying it.
They wow, bugger, what do they do?
No, they bugger my hair. They cut it so small and so short that it's...
What? So he doesn't like professional hairstylists because they cut his hair too short.
You're particular. Just...
Very. Okay.
Hang on. So what happened to your eye?
Yeah, I get me my eye. So I don't let him suck.
So hang on. Your grandfather got in a fight.
No, so now he actually had cataracts done to his eye, but now he tells me a bullshit story that he got in a fight.
I see what you mean.
Badass. All
right, so he's trying to appear to be badass.
What happened to your eye?
Yeah, I get me my eye. So I don't let him suck, finished. He's dying there. And I come up.
But tell me exactly what word you use.
No, I'm not going to tell you.
When I said to you, what happened to your eye? You said it's what? Huh?
I fucked him up.
Oh, wow!
That's how your grandfather talks to you. I love it.
Yes, Dick, yes.
Amanda, you know, your world is just full of color and
amazing.
Great sounds.
It's very exciting.
But I'm seeing a full circle here. You know, maybe this is what you get. Maybe Dick just grew up in 1610, you know? You just learn how to
in the veil you have to learn,
but there's a story to his craziness. So he was a professional South African cyclist.
Oh really?
And he was coming down Fisher's Hill, which is in Primrose, and a cat ran across the road and got stuck in his wheel of his bicycle. So he had a huge accident where he was almost dead. Literally, he was in hospital for four months.
Hang on a second.
So he got a little bit of craziness, brain damage.
Whoa, hold up.
So a cat was running across the road, and then it got stuck in the flipping wheel. Stupid cat. Yeah. And then...
Stupid cat.
So he hit his head and stuff.
Oh, no.
So now he was in hospital for 3 months, almost dead, blah, blah, blah. And since then, he went a little bit cuckoo. He was beating up wanting to beat up the nurses and stuff.
Oh,
he
no.
was just having a bad time. So he kind of went crazy from when that cat ran into the wheel.
Forget the game. We're talking about your grandfather for another half an hour.
Oh, shame.
What an amazing story. I didn't know that a cat could get caught in a wheel of a moving bike. And he must have been going fast, right?
Yeah, it's downhill. He was flying.
No, but wait, Amanda.
This cat must have been torn to shreds.
Did you see this happen, or is this another bullshit story that Dick told?
No, this is not bullshit. This is real. This is the reason why he's mad like this.
What happened? What happened to the cat?
I don't know. I actually haven't asked him. I must ask him.
Whoa.
But then he'll get all touched and he'll be like, yo, that cat ruined my flipping life. Because then he could never cycle ever again.
Was it a black cat?
Oh shit, I don't know.
Because then he may be superstitious from here on in, and who would blame him?
How old was he when the accident happened?
Whew, I don't know, hey. Maybe in his 50s or his 60s. I think I was only one. I don't know.
And a cat ruined his whole life.
How does I'm still trying to envision this. How does a cat get stuck?
I think the cat survived now that I think
no,
about it.
No, I don't think it is possible.
No way, dude.
To get stuck in the bike, and where in the bicycle? Is it with the wheels? Is it in between? Oh, imagine between the chains. Never mind. I'm sorry, I can't.
But now, you know, it's not nice to have an accident, but that cat like made my life funny. Because now Dick is just hilarious.
He's deranged.
He always has this thing, like if he goes to the shop and he has a little bit like of a fight with someone, when he's telling my mom and I about it, he'll be like, yo, and then I threw this punch, and then my gran's like, Dick, you're lying. Like, why are you lying? And he'll be like, no, I hit the person. Then I started screaming at them, and we're like, yo, okay.
God, it sounds incredible. What an interesting, I mean, just your whole life is phenomenal. As Mabali said, there's so much color. All right, speaking of color, and before we move on to anything else, here's Casper De Vries with a look at what might be going on the Casper Radio Show today.
Good morning, everyone. I was just on my way to drink coffee when I listened to you guys talking about what's going on. And my show is also there. Let's not forget that. That is after that filthy sex show, disgusting. It's me. And we got Jonathan Rocksmith and Wesley Lauder from a very, very funny play. They're in a play called Irma Vip. Very funny. We got Sexy Dance, The Sexy Dance, and we got Shemaine, Bernard, Gavin, all coming in. So, I mean, after you have come this with the sex show, then listen to us, not watch us, listen to us.
Oh, man, that show, that's a whole other kettle of fish. All right, so Casper and the Casper Radio Show, one of our flagships at 11 o'clock this morning. People love it. Don't you think, Mubs?
Oh, yeah, it's good to hear his voice again.
Okay, maybe we should play this game, Amanda. How does it work and what is it? Give us an intro here. What's the story?
So this game is called Color Introduction. So what you do is, in a cup or a bowl, you'll place pieces of paper which have a color on it.
Okay.
Like it says what color it is.
The color's written on it.
Yeah, the color's written on it. And whatever color you choose, there's a question to that color. And these questions tell us about you. Like,
are you going to do a diagnosis afterwards?
Let's start with Dick, then.
Yeah. Okay. So in other words, let's say Sia pulls red out of the cup, and then I say to him, tell us your two favorite hobbies. What is that going to tell us about him?
Just going to tell us, like, about you. Like, are you boring?
How does the color play into it? I don't understand.
I'm not too sure, actually, Gareth. Goodness.
So what is it called again?
It's called Color Introduction. They actually did it with, like, sweets. With like rascals.
All right, well, maybe we've just got to try it and then we'll see how it works out. All right, so Mabali, choose a color out of the jar here and let's see what you come up with.
Gray.
All right, gray. Ooh. So all we're going to do is we're going to find out something about these people. The color has nothing to do with it. It's not a personality thing. It's just basically to tell us something we don't know about Mabali. All right, Mabali, your question is, are you usually, for an appointment, early or late?
I am usually early.
Okay, that is true. I can vouch for you on that one. There we go. There's Mubs. Sia, what color you got?
Haha, black.
Black. Sia, what age do you wish you could permanently be?
40.
Is that the perfect age in your mind? Okay.
Because in my head, when I'm 40, I'll be like Pharrell. So
awesome.
Just like eternal.
That's terrific. Amanda, come and choose a color. let me choose one as well quickly. We'll go for this one. Apparently, I screwed up the Game of Thrones yesterday.
Why?
Because I pulled too many names for Ben or not enough or whatever. It's all very complicated.
No, I don't think there were enough characters.
Pink, how old was I when I got my first girlfriend? It was a girl called Vanessa. It was in grade 3. Standard one.
Damn.
Yeah, but it wasn't like a serious, you know.
They didn't move in together and like start having sex.
Oh, no. Should hope not.
You never know.
So yeah, it was like a little childish infatuation.
Puppy love, I think.
It was very cute. We send each other little notes and that kind of
thing. Did you guys ever do that? Was that a thing? Did you write like love letters?
Yes. Of course it was. Even Comfort saying yes. What's wrong with you, Sia? Comfort, get into that microphone there.
Yeah. Actually, when I was in grade 3, a boy wrote me a note, and he gave me a chocolate. But I was smart. Oh. I took the chocolate. I was like, I'll think about it. And I strung him along for 2 weeks, and I was like, nah.
And you threw him out.
I never went through that phase.
No one loved you, Sia.
Oh, that's it.
That's the hard thing you've got to accept this morning. All right, Amanda, what color? Blue. Let's see what we've got here for you. Choice. Oh, well, this is so appropriate. Choice of drink at a bar.
I was spoiled for choice. How do I give one answer?
You know, this is like when people come to my house and I try to have something of everything so that if you want wine, there's wine. If you want beer, there's beer. If you want something else, there's something else. People go, I don't know. What have you got?
People are full of shit.
If you go to a bar, you know what you want, right?
Yes, you go right. And you place your order and you pay for it. Now that somebody is offering you alcohol in their home that you don't have to pay for, now all of a sudden you want to act confused. No, people are full of shit.
So if I said to you, Mubs, what do you want?
I'll ask you, what do you have?
Yes.
You'll tell me and then I'll pick from the...
I'll say
from
everything. What do you want?
Well, I mean, whiskey.
Okay,
I'll
have
a double something with soda water.
Whiskey. No.
Ooh. Okay, what's yours, Amanda? Go on.
Sure. Okay, well, if I've got like a lot of cash, it's a double spice golden Coke.
Oh my God.
Okay.
And Coke.
All right.
If I'm like on a budget,
yeah,
it's a flying fish lemon, which is like baby juice.
All right, and flying fish lemon, that's fine.
Baby juice.
Otherwise... if I'm at this certain place, there's like a monster special.
What's the monster special? Yeah. That sounds horrendous.
A double vodka and a monster. So, but it's two. So for 70 Rand, you get like two double vodkas and one big monster.
What that does to your insides?
That sounds, yeah.
Get your heart rate going.
That sounds really, really dangerous.
That's a heart attack in a shot.
All right, comfort. If you're at my house, what do you want to drink?
Tequila.
Good. I've always got lots of that. Good move. Sia, for you? So you'll say, can I have... Here's Sia.
Yeah.
He'll go, can I have a daiquiri, but can you also put a little bit of orange in it? And maybe just a hint
sugar
of
on the
some
rim.
Bitters and some sugar in the rim. Yeah. And can you put in crushed ice? Because I like big cubes
yes.
of ice.
Yeah. But actually, can I have the daiquiri, but like not without the strawberry
part? I'm thinking, and I'm standing there going, how the fuck do I even make a daiquiri?
Because... genuinely,
I've seen this happen.
Genuinely, yeah. In my head right now, I'm asking, what is the scenario?
No, there's no scenario.
No, Sia, you were asked a simple question.
Where are we?
Just drinks. Amanda's ordered hers.
Just drinks.
I'm bringing her a double spiced golden Coke. I'm bringing my Bali her whiskey and soda.
I'm going to have the double Jameson.
I'm bringing Comfort a shot of tequila. Mm-hmm. What on earth does Sia Sangweni want?
It's a Saturday afternoon.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, complicated.
champagne.
You know, really said that. Ooh, you see, champagne is more like a brunchy situation.
Oh.
So you have drinks for different times.
So Saturday afternoon, we're all together. There's, you know, I don't need to be coherent to like impress a prospective somebody.
Yeah.
I'll do like a mojito.
You see? Already now I have to check in the recipe. I have to check in the recipe book. Yeah. Make sure I've got all the ingredients. Yeah. I have to find a piece of sugar cane from somewhere because he's going to want that in there.
Okay, yeah, not sugar cane, but like a syrupy situation.
Oh
so
God.
I like proper sugar in my brain.
At this point, you know what's happened? Here's what's happened.
At this point, I've had six drinks by now.
Amanda and Comfort and Mabali and Jane and Gareth have gone outside and we're having drinks already.
You see us standing
in the kitchen. And looking at the bottles going
yeah and then
okay, but
just be very like just tons of mint as well.
So yeah, whose house do you go to and ask for a mojito?
The point is he only ever gets invited once.
You're not at a bar.
And I don't.
You're not at a restaurant. You're at somebody's house where they've got alcohol in bottles. Like, why are you ordering?
I think mojito is simple and easy to make. You know, you just crush some ice, you have some lime.
Yes, Mum Jane.
Me at Gareth's house, I'll ask for Black Label.
There we go.
Zamalek.
No messing around.
Yeah. After that, Gareth.
You're sorted. Mum Jane, you would be invited anytime.
Black Label, please.
I've got some. Well, I don't, but I'll get some.
Just for you. Yeah. I don't think she can drink just yet as well. She's still breastfeeding, right?
Oh, please. She knows what she's doing. You don't have breasts. What do you know, Sia?
Actually, true story. A friend of mine was advised by her doctor to have like half a beer because she was struggling to produce milk.
Hmm.
And the doctor said, if you just have like a little bit of it, it will get things kicking.
Really?
Right. Let's go on with the game. Next question, Mavs, pick a color and let's find out something about you we don't know. This is fun.
Orange.
Yeah. Orosine. Wild card. You have to tell us something that you've never told us about yourself.
This is the perfect question for Mavali Maloy.
What haven't I told you? I told you.
You don't tell us anything. So yeah. Anything you admit now will be a revelation.
I told you about the time when I stole from my mom.
Have you ever used vegetables to pleasure yourself much?
No. Oh, yeah. No. Gosh, what haven't I told you? I told you about the time I set that girl's hair on fire in chemistry.
What? How about something that you did? What's the most lavish personal expense you've ever indulged in? Like you've decided you're going to spend on yourself and you did this one thing. Like you spent the entire day at a spa or something.
No, well, okay. No.
That's
so,
you've done a couple of times.
No, well, okay. So one, when I was still in a committed relationship, I did treat my then boyfriend and I to an entire weekend getaway, and I insisted that he not pay for a single thing.
Yes.
So, I mean, the most lavish thing I've done for myself was like a getaway with my man.
I hope he was decent at the and was very grateful of this.
Well, if I'm being truthful, I told him that he could pay me back in orgasms.
Oh, yes!
All right,
so
that's the
actually,
truth.
Yeah, no, I did make him pay, and I said to him, you can pay me back in orgasms, which which he very did, nice. And he covered all his debt.
You'd have told him, okay, this one was worth 300, let's, you know, hike it up again.
Okay, pick a color there, Sia. Let's see what you got.
Okay, let's go with...
This is actually a fun game, Amanda. I thought it would be dreary, but it's
purple,
good.
Purple, the color of royalty and sexual frustration.
With both of which you are. What job would you be terrible at? Ah, Sia admitting something he's terrible at. This is going to be a major revelation.
A job I'd be terrible at?
Yeah.
Well, they're very obvious ones. No, actually, I was going to say like it would be obvious that I'd be like a horrible sports coach, but I think I could motivate people. Yes, I'd be able to do that.
A sports coach?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
Hello.
See, he'll find a way to be good at everything. No,
I'd be able to. Really, really, really terrible at.
Awful at.
If you put me in a cubicle and I had to like just face a screen or papers or something. Call center, I wouldn't mind because at least you're interacting with people.
Hi, it's Sia. What do you want?
Hello, how's
I'm calling from an insurance company and I'd like to offer you insurance. Please go away and leave me alone. But have you heard? I've got some gossip for you. Let me tell you about Beyonce's children. All right, go ahead. What do you want to sell me?
You see, I've already like, I'm a step closer right. towards making a sale. Yeah, if I had to be in a cubicle, no human interaction.
Doing balance sheets. Accountant. You'd be a terrible accountant.
I could handle people's finances, you know, if you had this massive portfolio.
See, he can be, in Sia's head, he's good at everything.
No, if you are just bad. Rich.
I think you could be good at everything except sports commentating. Like, I think that's a no.
Yeah. You would.
But
yeah,
everything you, else.
Sports comment. Hello, that guy just passed the ball to the other guy.
Yeah.
What more do you need to
he
know?
Thinks, he thinks he could do that as well. All right, your turn, Amanda, go.
Brown.
Okay, Brown says, what's your claim to fame?
My claim to fame? Yeah. I think it would be the amount of shots I can take.
Ooh, which is how many? How many?
Well, before I've taken like... 7 tequilas
come
in
for,
a row.
Come here, get one of these.
Ooh, jeez, Amanda.
How many?
I took 7 tequilas in a row once.
In a row, at the like no, in no. the same. Oh my God,
Amanda, no.
your poor brain and your poor liver.
The nausea and hang. Oh, right, the nausea afterwards.
I've also got the choice of drink at a bar. Wow, this comes up a lot. Blue, did you put it back in?
I think you put it.
Okay, well, don't worry. Comfort, it's your turn. Go for it. Oh, yeah, let's do this. All right, let me just put on your microphone here. Comfort, by the way, is our intern for the week. She's been hanging in the back there with Amanda and doing some work on the side for us as well. And she's in the studio right now to partake in the game. Go ahead.
I got yellow.
Yellow?
Yeah.
Which is dream car.
Ooh. Ew.
It's got to be something.
I'm not so good at cars, like knowing them, but okay, well, I know I want... A sports car, so
okay,
a Ferrari.
Convertible? Ferrari. Yeah. Red.
Yes.
Okay. See, sometimes you just got to get down to the color, which is the name of the game. Anybody want to add anything to that? Has anybody got a burning desire for a particular dream car? No budget.
You know, for some other reason, I kind of like the idea of driving around in a Rolls Royce. I don't know why. I don't know why.
I can picture you winding down the windows and just screaming.
Waving at the peasants.
With a white interior, which would be a mess to maintain and, you know, like the upkeep. But yes, Rolls Royce white interior.
I could see Mabali doing that. Mm. It would be tinted windows too, so she wouldn't have to be seen by the peasants. If Mubs were like a queen in medieval times, she would be a wicked queen. She'd be
Shame.
Because it's the truth.
I would be the queen that all the people hate. Yeah, I would.
Let's say that woman who lives in that tower, she's very mean.
Yeah.
Makes us work for nothing.
Yeah.
And people like ostracize her, but she's actually fine being alone. Yes. So she wouldn't care.
And she'd cackle every now and then from the top of the tower.
I would not be a kind queen.
It would be a good time.
But can you imagine being in Sia's kingdom?
Oh, God.
That would be bliss.
Hell on earth. Sia's kingdom.
Mojitos on mojitos.
Mojitos on a Monday.
No,
champagne
he'd
Tuesday.
Force us all to take part in compulsory musicals.
Yeah.
Like, how don't else? Talk to me, sing to me.
How else is the... Oh, my gosh. That's a dope rule, actually.
All right, listen, we're pretty much out of time, everybody. Thank you for joining us this morning. Coming up, the Just Now Comedy Podcast, and then Sex Talk with John T, and then on into the Casper Radio Show. What else do we have on the lineup today, Sia? No Borders?
Yes. So, as you mentioned, of course, we have Just Now Comedy Podcast, you know, on the quest of finding Eric's parents, whatever. And
what is that all about?
We're about to find out.
We will find out at 9 in the morning as Amanda and Brandon, like, swap little
Amanda
zap
and Brandon
signs.
Giving each other an East Rand high five, which involves the middle finger.
Absolutely normal. 10 a.m. we have Sex Talk. 11 we have the Casper Radio Show. At 1 we have No Borders. 2 p.m. 20 something, and then we have a replay of the Gareth Cliff Show. But also at 6 p.m. it's a new edition of Wedding Central.
Very nice. All right, have a good weekend, everybody. We'll catch up on Monday. Make sure you're here bright and early at 6 o'clock. See you then.
This is CliffCentral.com.